General Colin Powell throws his support behind Barack Obama and gives a detailed explanation of why, and Governor Palin gets jiggy with it on Saturday Night Live. Joining us today for our Bloggers Roundtable, Harry Allen. He blogs at harryallen.info. Jasmine Canick blogs at jasminecanick.com, and Rob Redding maintains the blog Redding News Review. Thanks, guys.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey, Fry.
So yesterday, former Secretary of State General Colin Powell endorsed Barack Obama. He went on NBC's Meet the Press, took questions afterwards. Now, he was once considered even a possible running mate for John McCain. So we spoke, for example, with Michael Steele, the former Lieutenant Governor of Maryland, who was he gave a refreshing, if somewhat bracing, view that the Republican Party wasn't going to make a lot of inroads with African Americans. What does it say, Rob, that the Republican Party has not held on to one of its most high-profile members in terms of political fealty?
It says a lot, but he's not just African American, Colin Powell. He is loved by all of America, it seems like, and it is a great loss just in general for the McCain camp, and for them to try to continue to play it down just speaks to the volume of support and recognition he will provide that will help Barack Obama possibly win the White House. In addition to that, remember, he's also an accomplished military guy, and he needs Barack Obama, needs all the military support he can get.
Jasmine, what do you think of this endorsement in terms of the practical applications to the race and who it's going to bring? Maybe you can break down, who do you think it will get more excited about voting for Senator Obama, and who will it not get more excited?
Well, I'll take the latter one. I guess it's not going to get those diehard Republican McCain Powell and supporters. I don't think that's going to persuade them to change their vote in any way. I think those folks, I'll say us, those of us who are supporting Senator Barack Obama are already pretty excited. I think this just is like, the cherry on top of the sundae. I think it's great. Sorry it took so long, but glad it finally came down that he did support Barack Obama. And I agree with what Rob said about in terms of Colin Powell not being African-American Colin Powell and some of the strengths that he brings now over to the Obama team, which I think is great, especially when you talk about the military. And, you know, the McCain camp has continuously lodged these claims against Obama that he's inexperienced, that he doesn't have anyone on his team as far as it relates to, like, you know, military strategy and being able to handle the war in Iraq. And I think now with Colin Powell on his team, I think they can start to deflate some of that criticism.
Harry, you talk a lot about technology on your blog. You know a lot about technology. And one of the things that's developed over the past decade in terms of campaigning is something that folks call robocalls, or essentially telephone advertisements, campaign advertisements. There have been some that imply that Senator Obama, quote, worked closely with the 60s radical William Ayers, whose Ayers has now gone on to a career in academia and nonprofits. So how effective are these campaign calls?
I think they can be effective, but I'm not sure how effective this one is, especially at this stage of the campaign, because this association with William Ayers has been so repeatedly dismissed, not only by the Obama camp, but it seems by even mainstream media, that it's just everybody knows by now the refrain, he did these things when I was 8 years old. You know, and so it's really shocking to me that at this point still it appears that the McCain campaign is so desperate that they are still using this tack to pull in votes.
It came up during the debates, for example, the question of whether or not Ayers had launched Senator Obama's campaign at a coffee. And there were many first-person reports by people who said, no, I was the one who launched his campaign. It was my house that he had coffee at. It seems quite clear from the reporting that there were many people who were part of hosting early events for him and taking credit for his success. Jasmine, you are an Obama supporter, so probably you weren't necessarily swung by anything like this. But have you talked to anyone for whom the discussions that are about fact-checking make a difference, whether it's about the McCain campaign or the Obama campaign? Do you know some people, for example, who might be less decided, who are still tracking what's going on in terms of facts?
Even though I'm a supporter of Obama's, I still check my facts. I believe that that is my responsibility as a voter. But I have to say that most of the people that I come in contact with are not undecided. They know exactly who they are going to vote for. And I just think, you know, with 15 days to go, you know, we've opened up silly season now. And so, you know, with the robocalls and all of that, I mean, it really is an act of desperation. And I think that those calls can be effective on maybe some of those folks in middle America who may be undecided, and maybe race is an issue and some of Obama's alliances are an issue. For those people, those calls might be effective. But for the rest of us that are clear on who we're supporting, whether it's McCain or Obama, I don't think those calls are effective at all.
All right, I want to move on to another topic, a fun topic. After weeks of being pilloried by Tina Fey on Saturday Night Live, Sarah Palin showed off her comedic chops this weekend. She did an opening segment with the show's creator, Lorne Michaels, and later joined Weekend Update. Comedian Amy Poehler performed a rap about the Alaska governor. Let's take a listen.
All the mavericks in the house, put your hands up. All the mavericks in the house, put your hands up. All the plumbers in the house, put your pants up. All the plumbers in the house, put your pants up.
When I say Obama, you say heirs. Obama.
Heirs.
Obama.
Heirs.
I built me a bridge. It ain't going nowhere.
Oh.
McCain, Palin, gonna put the nail in the coffin of the media elite.
She likes wet meat.
Shoot a mother humping loose 8 days of the week.
All right. You have to remember, Amy Poehler, the comedian who was doing the rap, is now, I don't know, 7-8 months pregnant. So there was a lot going on right there. But what there wasn't was a moment where Tina Fey and Governor Palin really interacted. Rob, did you miss that? Did you miss that moment?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they did not interact. And I also thought it was interesting that the guest host, I believe, kind of conflicted with Palin. So I just thought that all of that, I think the W was actor was the guest host as well. It was just an interesting juxtaposition.
What do you think, Harry? There's been so much. Saturday Night Live has been doing incredibly well, and this show did incredibly well. But on a level of what it did or did not achieve with satire, how did it do?
Well, I still think the high point was Tina Fey's debate sketch, the one that she did, the one where she did Palin in the debate.
Right.
Where she ended with the drinking game. I just think that was like the high point of doing this. And I think the thing that I came away with was I thought Hillary Clinton was much better on TV than Palin was. And maybe that extends to other areas as well, like politics.
All right, Jasmine, we're going to keep on trucking through politics. This one is a bit more sobering. A man wearing a Barack Obama T-shirt was shot earlier this month in London. He reported that a white man with a shaved head yelled racist slurs at him on his way into a cell phone store. And as the victim was leaving, reporters say the attacker approached him with a dog and with a gun in his hand. He apparently continued on to his car, the man who, wearing the T-shirt, and the attacker fired 3 shots at him. What do you make of this incident taking place across the ocean?
I didn't know racism stopped at the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, I guess for me as an African American, I'm not surprised. I mean, I see things similar to that here, right here in the U.S.
But it hasn't happened in the U.S. No one.
Maybe no one has gotten shot over wearing a Barack Obama T-shirt, but we certainly have had our fair share of incidents around those of us who support Barack Obama. So I guess my immediate reaction is I'm not surprised. And then that would be followed by, you know, I'm really sorry that he had to go through that, you know, just for wearing a shirt supporting Senator Obama. I think, again, it just goes to show that we have a long ways to go and that the hatred and the racism towards black people does not stop at the Atlantic Ocean, that there is it's an issue elsewhere in this world as well.
Harry, do you think that there's that this in some ways shows the investment that people have in this election, whether or not they have a direct stake, and not just the person who was shot, but also the person who shot him.
Well, I agree with Jasmine. I think, first of all, that racism is a global system. And so it's not going to stop at the Atlantic or anywhere. And that it has less to do with an investment in the race than an investment in race. Race itself is the gravitational force here. When I read the story, it was very clear to me that this guy, from the way the story proceeds, that he's what most people would consider mentally unstable. But I consider racism a form of mental instability, if only a form of psychopathy. And so I think that his insanity is part of a slope of insanity. It has to do with the idea of a black person having this kind of accord. In other words, I think that people in West Virginia who say, I'm not going to vote for him because he's black, have a form of mental instability or insanity as well, although it's masked because the larger culture is so insane.
All right, we're going to get letters about that. Rob, it's your chance to to get us let me just steer you, if you can, to a different issue, which is that a 12-year-old girl in Florida was reportedly called racist by her classmates because she wore a McCain Palin t-shirt to school. She volunteers for the GOP.
Right.
Yes. But, you know, do you think schools have a lot of regulations about what you can and can't wear? But what about the allegation or what about the very idea that for wearing a shirt like that, even if it broke school rules, that you would be called a racist for, you know, wearing a political T-shirt?
Yeah, what's key about this is that this is a white girl and she's wearing just simply a campaign T-shirt. Now, I understand the rules against maybe doing that, but that was completely blown out of proportion and unreasonable. I don't think that, well, students are definitely not reasonable people because they're not adults yet. So you would think that adults would act a little bit more rationally. But you've hit upon so many great questions that I just have to say about the shooting incident over in the UK. We had a very similar incident like that in one of our listening areas, Monroe, Louisiana, where a gentleman went into a registration place and said, if you don't allow me basically to keep this N-word out of office, I'm going to come back here with a gun.
Precisely.
Turns
yeah.
out after a search of that gentleman's, and I use that word very loosely, his place where he resides, they found kiddie porn there, and so he's still in jail. But the point is that these things are happening. The barraction level is frightening at a frightening level, and that is hiking these racial tensions, the tension that we see in America. And I just want to say in closing,
it's futuristic. It's going to get more.
What's scurrilous about these calls that Biden talked about these robocalls is that's what's hiking it.
All right.
You talk about these associations with heirs.
Okay. On that note, Harry Allen, who blogs at harryallen.com, joins
Media
us from
Media Assassin
our,
is the name
and,
of the blog.
That's right. NPR Studios in New York. Rob Redding, who publishes the Redding News Review, and Jasmine Canik of jasminecanik.com, who joined us at NPR West. Coming up, D.D. Bridgewater. You're listening to News and Notes from NPR News.